When Keely Hodgkinson steps onto the track inside Rome's Olympic Stadium this summer, she'll be carrying the weight and expectation of a nation on her shoulders. The reigning 800-metre European champion is fully aware that she enters the arena with all eyes on her, but remains unfazed by what lies ahead.
This could be my second outdoor, but then a fourth European, including indoor and outdoor. So I feel like that's a really good aim. For me now, I think it's just I need really good aims to motivate me to keep going. I think that's a really good one. It's a perfect amount of time away from the Olympics and a good chance to get some rounds practicing. I would like to win in my career as many medals as possible. And if I missed it, I've been missing out on an opportunity there. So I think it's really great. And I'd love to look back at my career and say, like, I did this many European Championships and I won this many medals, or I did this and I did that. And, like, you know, I don't really want anything to go to waste. So even like the indoors, I would have loved to do the indoors, but unfortunately I picked up an injury in the winter. So I had to kind of make a decision there. But if I could have done it, I 100% would have. So yeah, I just don't want to waste any opportunities.
True to her word, the British star hasn't wasted a single opportunity when she's found herself on the biggest stage so far. Still only 22, she'd broken the world under 20 800 metre record by 18, won European indoor gold at 19, and was a World Championship silver medalist by 20. But her story really took off when she astonished the British selectors by leaving Laura Muir and Gemma Reekie in her wake in the Olympic trials for Tokyo in 2021. Just 2 years earlier, she was a nobody. But now in Tokyo and with the world watching, Hodgkinson qualified for the Olympic final to stand side by side with the greatest 800 meter runners on the planet.
Keely Hodgkinson, European indoor champion, and she's only 19. So composed, so focused. And she's going to have to beat another 19-year-old if it's to be glory. Arthing Mo, bidding to become the first American woman to take this Olympic title for more than half a century. The fastest woman in history.
She was sixth out of eight at the bell, and nobody, not even Keely herself, could have predicted what was coming next.
Coming up onto the shoulder of the Jamaican. And watch for Keely Hodgkinson, the other teenager in this race. She's in fifth place. Gemma Reekie trying to find a way through on the inside, the Briton. Remember, the last British woman to win this title was Kelly Holmes in 2004. Arthing Mo has the gap on the outside, but she's left a gap on the inside there. Now she begins to hug. And Arthing Mo is coming away. She's going to create history for the United States. Their first champion in half a century. A 19-year-old wins it. A 19-year-old takes the silver. Keely Hodgkinson of Great Britain. The two youngsters did dominate in the end. Mo looked effortless. She began to pull the trigger and pull away, and all but Hodgkinson failed to respond.
Not only had she become the first British woman to medal in the 800 metres since Kelly Holmes in 2004, she'd also clocked 1:55.88, smashing Holmes' British record, which had stood since 1995. Now at the forefront of middle distance running, and having shaved even more off that British record, Keely will arrive in Rome and Paris this summer, prepared to defend her European crown and go one step further by turning silver into gold at the Olympic Games. This is Ignite, a podcast series from European Athletics telling the personal stories of athletes as they count down to Rome 2024. And we start with Great Britain's Keely Hodgkinson, rewinding the clock 2 years to Munich, when the promise of youth was realised on Europe's biggest stage.
Okay, so Munich, to be honest, I was absolutely knackered because we'd already had the World Champs and the Commonwealth Games being British. So we were definitely the most run down out of everyone. But I remember thinking, like, I was annoyed I'd got 2 silvers in the Commonwealth. I really thought I was going to win that day. So I was so annoyed to not. Then I was like, right, well, we've got to win this one. But I did find the rounds really hard because they put us 3 days back to back, 2 mornings and then a night. And after all the racing that we'd already done, I was like, oh my God. I remember waking up in the morning thinking, kill me now. This is just horrendous. I had puffy bags under my eyes. I was so tired. But I just had to just make sure I did enough to get through the rounds and just try and conserve as much energy for the final. Going into the final, I was quite excited. I really like a final. I really like get up for the finals because I just think they're really fun. And I think that's the stage where you can really showcase like the best of you. But I remember going into it and thinking, well, I want to run it a bit differently because I feel like it was automatic that people were going to think I was just going to run from the front. And I could have done it that way, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to be so predictable. So I kind of wanted to try another way. So I sat down with Joni Chum and was like, how would you feel if I just sat like in the middle towards the back and let someone else take it? Because I feel like that might have thrown people off a little bit at the time.
But Keely Hodgkinson has had a lot of success indoors, just going to the front and holding it. She's managed that on the circuit and at a national championship level. Could Keely Hodgkinson just make this race a little bit simpler for herself by going to the lead? And no, it's Gemma Reekie of Great Britain and Northern Ireland that's got out the hardest. Louise Shanahan fighting to give herself a good position. Keely Hodgkinson at the moment just caught up in the middle of the group. They come through the first 200 well under 30 seconds, so it is pretty quick.
So I did that. I sat out about fifth, I think, for the first lap, and then slowly worked my way forward in the last 200 and just went for it. Going into the last 200, I needed to be like on the shoulder of whoever was at the front, or if not at the front. But I always say something to the last 120 because you just need to. People are just attacking from all kinds of areas. So I just made sure, because I remember Gemma being on my shoulder at 200 and she was going for it. And I was like, well, you just need to save a little bit for the home straight so that you can hold it off. And it worked out fine.
Through that 50 metres. They're coming round with 150 metres to go. It's Keely Hodgkinson from Gemma Reekie. Renelle Lamotte of France trying to get herself back on the podium. Here comes the strong pole, Vilgosh. Does she get herself among the medals? Keely Hodgkinson is striding away. Look, Renelle Lamotte is powering through into a silver medal. It could be 3 silvers for the French athlete. Keely Hodgkinson takes the win. Renelle Lamotte second. Anna Vilgosh, a brilliant closing 100 metres. Laura Hoffman of Switzerland got a sneaky move on the inside. And Gemma Reekie, it was almost a replay of the Olympic Games. She was in a medal position until the closing.
I wanted to have some fun with it, like to finish off the season with a bit of fun, do something a bit different, maybe a bit unexpected, and still coming away with the win. I think it was a good experience to go through, knowing that going forward I can run it a few different ways. You don't just have to do it one way. So, you know, if Rome can emulate that, I think it would be really, really fun.
If Munich is what cemented Keely's place at the top, success as a junior in Ur is what helped launch her star status among the athletics community. She was just 16 and laying down a marker for all that would come.
Seven looks good, so does De Koenig.
Yeah, so, well, that was my first international competition, so I was, like, the first time everything, the first time I'd been, like, drug tested, which was an experience at the time. The first time I'd done, like, 3 rounds. I think might have even been back-to-back, but at the time I remember that being thinking that suited me. But I was very nervous before the race. I used to get really, really nervous back then. I knew I could win it, so I'd, like, plan in my head a million different ways of how I could do it, but back then, I didn't really have many people to talk about race plans, so I kind of learned it all on my own, which is, I think, is what's benefited me now and why I can make pretty good decisions on the spot, because when I was younger, that's all I was doing. I was figuring it out on my own. But yeah, I just remember thinking, well, I may as well take the lead, because no one's going to beat me. They've got to run faster than me. So I just made it fast. I think I ran like an equal PB at the time, or just off my PB if I'm running it from the front. And yeah, I was just really, I think I was just focused on, like, it's just another race. And obviously, I've never raced the scales before. It was a completely new environment, but I really enjoyed it. And I was like, I just want to continue doing this.
Germany, France,
And Lachowska struggling at the moment. So it's Hodgkinson, 62-14. That is a very, very quick race. Very quick 400 metres.
Remember people coming up on my shoulder, giving it a go, and I was just like edging forward, and then like the last 70 metres, I feel like that showed the difference where I just pulled away, took the win. So yeah, I guess that's probably the first glimpse of me on the international stage, but yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, Hodgkinson finding another gear though. She's not going to let O'Sullivan go. 200 metres to go, and Hodgkinson now starting to pull away, really starting to motor the diminutive Briton. O'Sullivan in second place, De Koenig in third. Hodgkinson really working hard now. I think she can taste that gold medal. O'Sullivan doing very well behind her, holding off De Koenig, who was so impressive. Rakasan come from a long, long way back over the course of the last 200 metres. But it's going to be Kelly Hodgkinson. 204.86, another gold medal for Britain, just outside her personal best. And a championship record for Keely Hodgkinson. O'Sullivan gets the silver, and the Koenig of Sweden.
For every rising or established star in athletics, there's one who came before them to ignite the fire. Visions of Jess Ennis breaking records and flying the British flag inspired Hodgkinson to pursue her athletics career.
I've actually told her this because I think around the time I quit the sport was almost around London 2012 time. And I think watching her being the golden girl of the sport at that time, it brought me back to want to do it again. So I just found her really inspiring. And I still find it crazy now to look at her and think that she has Olympic medals and I have one as well. And I just sometimes I'm like, that just doesn't feel the same, but it is. But she was definitely a big inspiration to me growing up. I went back to athletics and wanted to be a heptathlete, and then quickly learned that no, I don't want to be a heptathlete. I'll stick to I was more long distance at the time, but I think, yeah, just watching even Mo Farah, like I enjoyed just watching Britain's best go and show the world that they were the best. I feel like that was a feeling that I really wanted to do.
And now on to Rome 2024.
Well, I ran in Italy once. I feel like it's such a beautiful country. I've always wanted to go back. I just haven't fit in with like Diamond Leagues there or anything. So I'm really excited to go to quite a historical place and race. I think it's such a beautiful country. But I think it comes at a good time for me because I've not done the indoor season. So I feel like I'm kind of fresh going into the outdoors, kind of a bit more mentally like ready to just kind of do whatever and attack it from all ends. And I also have a title to defend. That was kind of the main reason. Like, this could be my second outdoor, but then a fourth European, including indoor and outdoor. So I feel like that's a really good aim for me now. I think it's just I need really good aims to motivate me to keep going. I think that's a really good one. It's a perfect amount of time away from the Olympics and a good chance to get some rounds practicing.
This has been a Highway 61 production for European Athletics. Full details for this series can be found in our show notes, but also visit european-athletics.com for all the latest news and ticket information ahead of Rome 2024.